Don't sweat it, guys. Just a little bug.
Another pathetic attempt by the Audiovisual Club. Every year you guys try to win Best Float, and every year you lose to us, the Future Engineers Club.
Oh, yeah? Does your float have a pirate that talks and shoots real confetti out of a cannon?
It talks and shoots confetti?
As long as my mom doesn't miss her answering machine or her car battery.
So consider yourself served.
Hey, nerds, break it up.
Come on, boys, let's book.
Deal, we got 1 week. You sure you can get this float of yours up and running by then?
No problem.
No pickles to Mr. Pangborn's office on a double.
Don't worry, I'll be back in a jiff.
Look at Brianna, practically throwing herself at Daryl. Pathetic.
They're working, Angelica. Unlike somebody I know.
Please! That song-heavy lumber bit, old as the hills.
Harold! What are you all dressed up for?
Angelica, I want to ask her to go to the Mardi Gras festival with me. I never really asked her out before.
Well, with those rockin' rags, how could she say no?
Angelica! Hey, Frumpkin, down in front. I can't see.
I'd do anything if you'd be my date for the Mardi Gras festival.
You'd do anything for me now.
That's true. Would you go with me anyhow and be my Creole princess, please? I'll get you a smoothie.
Let me think about it. Nope.
There's only one fish I'm looking to reel in. Daryl.
Okay. Well, I'll get you that smoothie now.
You're gonna get her a smoothie? After the way she dissed you?
I like doing stuff for Angelica.
Why? She's been mean to you since preschool. What do you see in her?
A girl that's playing hard to get.
Look again.
Darn those woodwind players. They get all the best girls. What's he got that I don't got?
Have you thought about maybe taking a different approach?
You mean like begging?
I guess not.
Can you help me?
Harold, starting today, you're enrolled in the Susie Carmichael School of Coop.
I don't know what kind of dirty words you're peddling, but I won't have it in my school.
It's not dirty, it's Dilganese.
Dilganese? What in Harry's hat is Dilganese?
A language I made up, sir.
That's just plain stupid. Who makes up a language no one else can understand?
If a Clarissa falls in the pram dish, does it still not plunk a player?
That's it! You just got detention, mister, for a whole week!
You can't! I promised Tommy I'd build his float!
Tough. That's English for tough. Shelly!
Miss O'Keats!
Don't Miss O'Keats me! We're through! I'm tired of keeping our relationship hidden in the dark corners of the educational system. If you're too embarrassed to proclaim your love for me, then, sir, I want no part of you. Oh, Dill,
She broke my heart.
You and Miss O'Keats were, like, together? Yuck! I mean, way to go. She sure was b-tornished. It's still Gneese for mad. If you like her, why don't you just tell her?
Like her? I'm not some fudge about that crazy loon. I'm just afraid to let people know. Doesn't matter now. She and I are history.
Listen, Dill, about what you saw. You keep this under your, well, whatever that thing is you wear on your head. And, maybe I can do something about that detention.
You've got my crudle bout on it, sir.
Thank you. Crudle bout? Was that a promise or not? Dill? Dill!
Well, here it is.
My room. Oh, it smells like onions in here. I don't know why.
Harold, you're gonna walk out of this room a dude with a tube.
Goody! What do I do first?
Well, you can start by Xing words like goody.
Goody ain't cool.
Whoopsie.
Not cool.
Okie dokie, artichoke.
Do you know Angelica's so prime for Daryl?
He doesn't spit when he talks?
Lesson number one, avoid all spitting words.
That's brilliant, Susie! I mean, you're remarkable, Carmichael girl.
Angelica likes Daryl because he acts like he doesn't care about her.
He acts like he doesn't care about a girl he cares about?
You got it.
I don't get it.
Pretend I'm Angelica. And when you ask me out, do it like it's no big D.
Gotcha. Hey, Angelica.
Frumpkin, what do you want?
Please go to the Mardi Gras with me, please! I'll resole your shoes.
We have a lot of work to do.
Prepare, ye scallywags, to walk the...
There she blows.
I got it, trust me.
Dill pickles to Mr. Pangborn's.
What'd you do now?
Search me. Mr. Pangborn, sir?
Have a seat, Pickles. Do you know what this is?
Hat with a fan built in?
This is the last vestige I have of my relationship with Miss O'Keats. She gave it to me for my excessive sweating. I'm lost without her, Pickles! I couldn't even dress myself this morning! See?
Maybe I should leave you alone with your thoughts.
I am alone. I've poisoned every relationship I've ever had. Sure, I can write volumes about love. But when it comes to the real thing, I run away like a scared little boy.
Say it's going with Brianna. You sure? Well, text me when you know.
Hey there, Angel. Pretty mama.
Not now, Harold.
Why the sour... the glum attitude?
Nothing. Why are you talking so weird?
Whatever do you mean? So, Ange, no big deal or anything, but how about you and me hanging at Mardi Gras?
Sure.
Really?
Why not? Looks like Daryl's going with Brianna.
Good enough for me. What time should I come get you?
Let's see. An hour from never.
Huh?
Good news. You're out and Daryl's back in. Well, good news for me.
I'm such a sucker.
Prepare, ye scallywags.
I guess Angelica said no. Well, it's her loss. Come on, Harold. You got a new, cool, chillin' attitude. Don't waste it. Just ask somebody else.
Susie, would you go to Mardi Gras with me?
Me? I'd love to, Harold.
What are you doing here?
I decided if Daryl hasn't asked me to go to Mardi Gras, then I'll ask him.
Harold, good! You're just in time. Here, bring in the class for me. I'm going to talk to Daryl, and this chemistry book spoils the line of my dress.
I can't do stuff for you anymore, Angelica.
Hey, guys.
What do you mean you can't?
I like someone else now.
Oh, Harold, that's great!
Who?
You.
Her!
Me?
Let me get those books for you, Susie.
Susie? No, Harold? I would have thought he'd be carrying your books today.
Oh, please. Harold just said he liked me because I was nice to him. Maybe you should try it once in a while.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Have a nice day, your new friend Harold Frumpkin. Look like you and Harold are plenty broke.
Don't worry, the microprocessor probably just needs reprogramming. Or I broke my mom's blender.
Wow, can it make smoothies too?
Phil!
Don't worry, I can fix it.
Dill Pickles, please come to Mr. Pangborn's office.
Prepare,
yeah.
Oh, Tommy, you fixed it.
Boys.
Hey, Ange.
Daryl! Hi!
Listen, I was wondering if you were going with anybody to Mardi Gras.
Hold this.
Harold, I know you're mad at me because I didn't go with you to the Mardi Gras carnival, so here it is. Stop doing stuff for Susie, and I'll let you let me yell at you again.
As enticing as that sounds, no thank you. Truth be told, Angelica, I've moved on. I suggest you do the same. Careful! Let me help you with that whole thing.
Wait. Mr. Pangborn?
Sorry. I thought you stayed up late cooking up your odd and unusual theories.
I'm a kid. I get sleepy. What are you doing here?
I've written an Elizabethan love sonnet for Miss O'Keats, but I have no one to sing it to.
What are you holding?
A lute. What's so funny?
Lute in Diligenese means... Never mind. I'll come down.
No, don't. I already got you up. I'll just play it from here. Shelly, thy Shelly. We belong together, thy Shelly.
Knock it off down there!
Mr. Pangborn, how long is an Elizabethan love sonnet?
Only 125 pages.
I'll get my robe.
And if we don't do something to curb the world's animal population, our streets will be littered with animals hungry and lonely, leading to disease, starvation, and premature death.
Way to go, Susie! Come on, put your hands together!
Surprise!
Ah, my science project! I worked all week on it.
Don't worry, I made one just for you. Of all the dumb luck, too, I might have discovered the missing gene that'll cure the common cold.
Harold, this is really nice, but you don't have to keep doing these things to be my friend.
Oh, okay. I also washed and dried your sweater.
Feel it. It's still warm.
Chucky, have you seen Susie anywhere? The ice cream cake I bought her is melting.
Ice cream cake? What's the occasion?
It's our 3-day anniversary.
Hello, Harold.
Oh, Angelica, I didn't see you.
I can carry your cake for you.
I better. It's for Susie.
Your backpack?
It's Susie's.
Here.
Susie's.
Let me do something for you, please.
Okay. You can do something.
What?
You can move your head.
You're blocking Susie.
Come on, eat some.
But sounds yucky.
No, it's not. How do you think you make sandwiches?
Okay.
Stupid. Now you got to poop it.
I want my Harold back.
Face it, Tommy. Future engineers of America rock.
Deal. Dill, wake up! Dill, what is going on with you? You're half asleep, Pangborn keeps pulling you away, and last night I could have sworn I heard a lute under your window.
I promised I wouldn't say.
Okay! You broke me! O'Keats dumped Mr. Pangborn because he was afraid to go public with their unholy teacher love!
Wait, O'Keats and Pangborn were, like, together?
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Can't you tell him to leave you alone? I'm the only one who he can talk to about it. If I tell Mr. Pangborn to stop bugging me, he'll bust me for passing notes.
Then there's only one thing we can do. We have to get O'Keats and Pangborn back together.
Yeah, great idea.
Way to go.
We still need a king and queen for our float. We'll tell Pangborn that O'Keats wants to ride with him.
But she doesn't even want to talk to him.
She doesn't need to know he'll be there. Once she's on the float, what's she gonna do?
Hate to be the girl here, guys, but that is not gonna work.
Please, it's brilliant. Just like everything else the Pickle Boys work on.
Okay, Susie. I've been nice, I've been subtle, but I want my herald back.
You don't deserve a herald.
And you do? Do you talk on the phone so long you need somebody to hold it for you?
No, I do.
Are you so lazy you need someone to make your bed while you're still in it?
No, I do.
Are you so vain that you need someone to tell you you're pretty every day?
No, I do. So don't tell me I don't deserve him. I'm lazier, more selfish, and more insecure than you'll ever be.
That's true. But you're still not getting him back.
Please, lady, there's enough Harold Frumpkin to go around.
Let go, he's mine!
No, he's not!
But he's obnoxious and grating!
I don't care how obnoxious and grating he is, you're never getting him back!
You want to go to Mardi Gras with me, Angelica?
Yeah, whatever.
A Mardi Gras tradition, a beignet.
What's a beignet?
It's just like a donut with sugar on top, except it's not round and it doesn't have a hole. Okay, it's nothing like a donut. Oh, you got sugar on your face. I'll get it.
Yuck! Get your spit away from me!
Where'd they go? Harold and Susie were just here!
You want me to win you a stuffed animal?
Yeah, you do that. Win me the biggest one they have.
That could take a while.
Even better.
Pangborn off the starboard bow!
Huh?
He's by the corn dogs.
Miss O'Keats, you look pretty.
Thank you. I haven't played a queen since appearing in an all-poodle version of Macbeth. So you haven't told me. Who's my king?
Can't tell you till you get on the float.
I'm so nervous. I wore my hat.
Pim, he's my king. More like a joker.
Pickles, you said she wanted to ride with me.
Me? I refuse to ride with a man whose heart is as hard as his head.
Go! You always were a royal pain!
Told ya.
Dill, do something! If we don't have a king and queen, we can't be in the parade!
Mr. Pangborn, just tell her how you feel! If you can't say it in English, just say it in Dilganese.
Shelly, Ergman note savider quatsic durstin vos blue banana.
That's beautiful. What does it mean, Estes?
I love you. I know it's kind of long, but it's an evolving language.
Oh, Estes.
Ooh, can I win you a goldfish?
I don't want a goldfish, Harold.
We could put it in your room. Name it Susie, too.
Susie, what's wrong?
It's all this niceness. I'm suffocating in niceness. You're like a wool sweater on a hot summer day. I can't take this niceness anymore.
Wow, you lasted a lot longer than I expected.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I was only doing this stuff to get Angelica's attention. I took your advice. Don't act like you care so much. See, it worked.
Oh.
So, you mean all that stuff you've done for me wasn't because I was special or anything?
Well, don't get me wrong, you're a great gal. But you're no Angelica.
Oh, here she comes. Follow my lead. You are the most annoying, smothering, irritating little pest I have ever had the displeasure to know. And if you don't leave me alone, I am gonna...
Hey! Who do you think you're talking to? Move! This is the kindest, sweetest, givingest person on the planet. And yes, he's an annoying pest, but he's my annoying pest. So back off, Carmichael.
Oh, Angelica.
Harold, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have turned you down like I did for Mardi Gras. It was rotten of me. You're my bestest friend. I just didn't know until you weren't there anymore.
You can make it up to me.
How?
You can let me win your goldfish. I'll feed it for you and clean the tank.
Oh, okay. It's the least I can do. Come on, let's go watch the parade. I'll buy you a beignet. You can wipe the schmutz off my face.
Man, what's he got that I don't got?
You want to be like Harold? Well, starting today, you're enrolled in the Susie Carmichael School of Drool.
Those credits, look over here. I'm the Malcolm in the middle credits, and I'm really quiet.
It smells like onions in here. I don't know why.